in a woman's home. 1896. Years of success, years of turmoil, many faces, thousands baptized, married, and buried. 118 years. Raise your hand if you feel 118 years today. For the sake of argument, using the Back to the Future chronology, let's say that the Magi came 2,014 years ago. Now, this event, with the story of Jesus' baptism and first miracle, these were the first epiphanies of the Christian faith. That is, Christ manifesting himself not only to the children of Israel, but to the whole world. And we are part, then, of two stories. One is that 118-year-old story. The other is the 2014-year-old story. I think of that prayer that we pray at Lessons and Carols. Let us too remember all those whom we have loved, but see no longer. Those whose lives have influenced and enriched our own, and who now rejoice with us, but on another shore and with a greater understanding. This is the story we put ourselves in. Those Christians who have gone before us here, and those Christians who have gone before us everywhere. But if we are the church of the Epiphany, this story should have special merit for us, because it speaks to us, and it speaks on behalf of us. These Magi, whether they were from Persia or Arabia, they were looking for something. They were seeking something. They were searching the texts of the earth and the skies and the heavens. And they knew a king was about to be born. It's interesting that the story parallels an Old Testament story quite closely. Can you think of the story? Who tried to kill all the Hebrew babies? Pharaoh. And where did they live? In Egypt. And where did Jesus and Mary and Joseph escape to? To Egypt. Well, here's another interesting parallel. Some of the antagonists in the Exodus story were Magi. Magicians. Not just hucksters, not just those who did tricks, not just those who fooled people and had magic shows. These were truly those who used magic arts to figure out the signs in the heavens and how things worked and philosophy, all these other things. And there's a parallel with them as well. Only these Magi turn out to be the ones that get it. These Magi turn out to be the ones who understand. They turn out to be the good guys. A kind of twist in the story. But it shows us that Jesus, King of Israel, is also King of all. He's the leader of the free world. These Gentiles who use these questionable sources of spirituality would become the first evangelists to the Gentile world. Well, three things about the Magi, and I hope we see parallels with ourselves. First, they were looking for something. Then they encountered something. And lastly, they shared that encounter. First, they were looking. They had to find Christ. And they did that by listening, not just with their ears. They heard the voice of God through the heavens, and presumably also through the Torah, or else they wouldn't have showed up at Jerusalem. They saw the star, but they also heard the star. They heard God calling them through it. And God never ceases to call and to prompt and to guide all who are listening and all who are willing to listen. God does this because he wants to be found. Now, what is this that you are looking for? This day, this season, what is it that your heart longs for? And have you found it? Specifically, have you found him? For this is what was at the end of the Magi's quest. Jesus, who was bidding them to come. And all heaven pointed to him. Well, what happened when they found him? They did more than just find him. He found them. They encountered Jesus. He was more than they bargained for. He was one who the stars above obeyed. Joan Chittister tells this story. Once upon a time, a visitor came to the monastery looking for the purpose and meaning of life. The teacher said to the visitor, "If what you seek is truth, there is one thing you must do above all others." "I know," the visitor said. "To find truth, I must have an overwhelming passion for it." "No," the teacher said. "In order to find truth, you must have an unremitting readiness to admit you may be wrong." When the Magi encountered Jesus, they learned they were wrong. They were wrong about their previous assumptions of what a king should look like, of where a king should be born. They learned that the king was not to be born in an obvious place, the palace, Jerusalem, but in an unlikely place. And yet, they were still wringing their hands. Herod was wringing his hands when he heard about this king, and all of Jerusalem with him. And the Magi took note. Who is this to be born in a tiny place, whom the heavens adore and kings fear? The Magi were no doubt surprised by what they found. They had to relearn. This humble peasant family, the king of the universe, a tiny child. What did they do? Matthew says they were filled with joy. Matthew also says they worshiped him. What gifts did they have in mind? And did they switch the gifts out when they found out who was there? Gold for a king, incense for a priest, myrrh for the symbol of burial. But might they also have brought a sword for military might, or a hammer for political power? Whatever the case, these gifts are what matched this king. And they could not help but be filled with joy and love. They found him, but they also encountered him, were found by him. And their encounter caused them to love, to worship, and to adore. If we have found him, will we not love? Will we not be generous? I was privy to some gifts given to the church and to others in the church these past few weeks, and they brought me to tears. If we have found him, will we not be filled with the love that overflows? Sarah and I could not help notice a palpable sense of love at the Christmas Eve service. Now you can say, oh, it was Christmas warmth, it was cute kids and all these other things, but it was more than that. Because we've had those things before. There was an overwhelming sense that everyone here loved what they were doing and loved who they were serving. And isn't it often children who lead us there? Who lead us to love? As Jean Vanier says, we are not called by God to do extraordinary things, but to do extraordinary things with extraordinary love. We are at our best when we love. When we find Him and when He finds us, we love. Lastly, these Magi took this message into the world. They knew enough not to bother with Herod, for they knew what was in Herod's heart. Perhaps the prophet Isaiah rang in their ears, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." Light shines in the darkness, and the nations come to the light of Christ. But someone has to be the conduit. Someone has to reveal that light. The Magi were the first. We who are Epiphany must be the ones to do it now. The Magi knew if they were to bring the message back, they would have to change the way they lived. They knew that they were no longer living for themselves, but for Christ. When they found and encountered Him, they knew they must follow Him wherever He would lead, even if it was the cross. Don't forget the gift of myrrh for His burial. Frederick Buechner imagines what the Magi might have said to each other upon finding Christ. And he speaks for one of them. He says this, "I will tell you two terrible things. What we saw on the face of the newborn child was His death. A fool could have seen it as well. And we saw as sure as the earth beneath our feet that to stay with Him would be to share that death. And now, brothers, I will ask you a terrible question. And God knows I ask it also to myself. It is the truth beyond all truths, beyond the stars, just this, that to live without Him is the real death. That to die with Him, is it not the only life?" To live without Him is the real death. We must tell, we must show others. Show this world that so needs to find Him and be found by Him, to encounter Him and to be changed by Him. We must walk with Him wherever He leads and lead others to that light. Let us pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, You revealed Your only begotten Son to every nation by the guiding of a star. Bless this church, all who are in it, all who are affected by it. Fill us with the light of Christ, that our concern for others may reflect Your love. May all who come to this house rejoice to find Christ living among us. Teach us to find and be found by Him, and reveal Him to the world. Amen.